welcome back to the Gotta Read 'Em All podcast. I'm your host, Otaku Mike. With me, as always, is my co-host, Jen Graves.
What's up, guys?
This is the podcast where we talk all about the Pokemon Adventures manga. This is a offshoot of the Otakuology podcast in the same podcast feed.
I just got to tell you, I'm glad you kept it together for the opener, because you were sounding like you were about to laugh when I started singing Un Poco Loco to you.
I mean, I was about to laugh, but I had to keep it together. Thanks a lot.
You're like, hold on, I can't laugh yet. I'm about to go, hey guys. Yeah.
But we talk about all things Pokemon Adventures manga on this podcast, chapter by grueling chapter sometimes. According to Jacob or Jin, This chapter really was boring, apparently, to him.
It was.
But we start off at chapter 27, calling... I had a mind fart. What's the Pokemon's name? Kadabra. Calling Kadabra.
It's like...
I wanted to say Alakazam or something.
Are you joking with me on this?
I didn't have the book open.
His name is, you know, the other thing is it says it right there where it says our URL thing.
It says
it right there too. So
well,
When
I opened the book, I looked at it and my dyslexic self was like, Kadababa?
Kadababa?
And I was like, wait a minute, it's Kadabra.
This is true.
But our story starts out. We just finished with the whole legendary bird story where Team Rocket ended up catching all the legendary birds. And blue, green, and not red, but blue and green were at Saffron City trying to get in.
I don't know why you just made me think about this.
Why?
But now I'm thinking of like ways to screw up this name.
Kadababa.
What would you say? Well, if I was going to tell you that I'm trying to get into the genie's lamp, you know, I would go Abara Kadabara Alakazama.
But green and red are in Saffron City, apparently. Red got the big no. You cannot come in. You cannot pass go.
Who?
Sorry. Blue. My bad. Blue. Sorry. Blue.
You're welcome. You're
blue.
Welcome.
Gary Oak Blue. You know him.
You're welcome.
And thank you. Thank you for saving me. And not making me look like a dumb idiot. You know.
This is true, too.
So, Blue is... denied entrance.
You know, if you forget anything, you just go abracadabra.
Abracadabra.
Exactly.
So Blue is like, there's like four roads going into this city, and I can't get through any of them. So what does he do? He calls up his Charizard, his newly evolved Charizard, and he goes flying in the sky, and what does he see?
A big floating Jigglypuff.
A big floating Jigglypuff with a little girl hanging off of it. Which, I gotta ask, why is Blue holding a camera? Was that something in the game that I don't know about?
I don't know. I don't know if it was written in here or not. Mm-hmm. But I know for this chapter, it had to be a part of it for them to show the stuff with Team Rocket to Red.
Because Green is using the goggles that she had before, right?
Yeah, the go-go goggles.
The go-go goggles?
The tele goggles or whatever it is.
She's using those goggles that she had to find Mew. She tried to find Mew with.
Yeah.
I love this scene where they're just flying by each other. And she's like, oh, look, it's a cute guy. Let me shout out to him. Hey, what's your name?
So, this is the first part that I have to question this shit, because she acts like she just saw the guy at the bar that's like making eye contact with her, and I'm just like, have you ever read How Not to Summon a Demon Lord? And the guy the guy's like super nice, but then like when he says stuff, like he sounds like he's harsh about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how I wanted to be, and I was like, "You stupid sow, how
is this?"
Or sow, you stupid sow, how the hell are you going to do this in the air right now?
Is this the first time Green and Blue are meeting?
Yes.
It. I don't think Green makes a very good first impression on this on Blue. To say the least,
she makes a good first impression on anybody.
But Blue ends up running into the psychic wall with Charizard. I love the scene where they both have like bandages on their head while Green floats by. Yeah. And, you know, he's like, oh, you could have warned me, you know. And Blue ends up using like a flamethrower or something on the psychic wall, but nothing affects it really.
Yeah.
You know, it just kind of bounces off.
I kind of really want to know if there's a top to this. Like, could they like stand on top of it?
I think it was like, I think it's like a psychic dome.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it had to be. Cause if not, you could just keep flying up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And Green asks Blue if he wants to team up. And he's like, I don't really know if I want to team up. He's like, my grandpa might know something about this. So he flies away to Pallet Town. And this is where we see Red.
Red leaves her to take care of her problems by herself.
Yeah, I know.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah. Because I don't think she goes with them. No, she doesn't. What happens next in the book?
So Red is on Gyarados, and they make it back to Pallet Town.
Yeah.
Because somehow Red, too, also knows that Saffron City is blocked off. How he does that, I have no idea, because he brings it up, but we don't actually have context for this.
Yeah,
we don't have context of where that happened.
It's really weird. I don't remember if it happened like towards the end of one of the chapters.
I don't think it happened at all.
Happened off panel.
He somehow like knows that, and we're supposed to assume that he
is this
knew
like it. A plot hole of some kind?
Has to be. A plot black hole. That's what it is. A plot
black hole. Because I remember in like the last chapter, I think it was Green was trying to get into Saffron City and she couldn't get in towards the end of that chapter.
I don't know. I just remember. I guess she was asking the bodyguard guy or whatever.
Yeah, because at one point he goes to Professor Oak's house and he's like, hey, you know, what's going on here? Like, the town is empty. Like, this is weird, especially, like, in the middle of the afternoon.
Yeah. Like, I wonder if, like, Blaze told him, because, like, that's the last thing I remember experiencing anything with Red happening.
Yeah, maybe Blaze told him. Oh, it was like Blaine. It was Blaine, not Blaze. Blaine.
That's okay. I almost called him Blaze, too, and I was like, wait, it's Blaine. Say it's Blaine.
It's Blaze. It's
Jin. Jin. Blaze the say Blaine.
Blaine. Blaine the Blaze.
I must have osmosed most of that to you somehow.
But yeah, he even mentions it. Red even mentions it in this panel. He's like, hey, Saffron City is blocked off. I can't finish the Pokédex.
Yeah.
So he somehow he knows.
He goes to tell Dark Oak about this.
Yeah, he goes to tell Professor Oak, and Professor Oak gets all big and bad and crazy and starts attacking Red.
And he's got dark circles under his eyes.
And he like cokes out and starts to fight Ivysaur, and Red gets attacked by like a psychic attack, and he ends up using Leech Seed with Ivysaur, and he actually attacks Professor Oak's arm and sucks the energy out.
I just want to bring this up, as so many people that would think that Leech Seed is underrated, it's not, because they're using it in this to reveal secrets.
So my question is, was Kadabra always Professor Oak?
Like forever?
Maybe.
Like when they got the Pokédexes?
Maybe. That's what I'm wondering. Was Professor Oak body snatched?
Professor Oak was body snatched, but it was sometime after he gave the stuff out, and they've talked to him since. Because if you look at the Professor Oak's hair and whatever, this is obviously evil Oak.
Uh-huh.
And that's the distinguishing factor is what they look like.
I have to say, though,
look that way.
I do like the fact that Kadabra like disguises itself as Professor Oak, which I think is kind of cool. I don't remember if we've seen a Pokemon do that before in like any medium. I think that's kind of cool. How do you feel about it?
Well, the only Pokemon media wise I've ever seen do that is like Zarua. But that was like other Pokemon and people and stuff like that.
I guess we could also
pull out like the Latios and Latias.
Yeah. But,
in this one, I mean, I liked it. I think it's one of the things, especially in this form of media, that you and I get to enjoy manga wise. They do get to take the liberties of some of this stuff happening. So it's almost like in the game, it's like, this is what the static move does. But then if you think about stuff on the outside, well, what else does it do, you know?
Yeah.
And this is one of those things that's like a passive ability that they get to do, you know, because they said he used hypnosis. Mm-hmm. We only know that the move like puts people to sleep. And here it is. It's actually like making people believe something else that they actually can't see because of it, you know?
Yeah. Which is interesting to see, like, I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Like, hypnosis actually, like, hypnotizes the people. I always thought of it like, oh, you're asleep, sleepy kind of thing.
Yeah. And, I mean, we've seen some stuff like that with, like, Drowsy and Hypno in the TV show. But as far as it went, like, they didn't describe it that way. You know, it would say, oh, well, you know, something with hypnosis. But then it was like, well, these guys had otherworldly abilities or something on top of that to be able to do that. Yeah. You know? So, I mean, we get glances of different moves and stuff that are able to like break. I'm going to say break the fourth wall, even though I don't think they actually break the fourth wall, but they're able to like basically like go above and beyond what they actually are for us in the video games and stuff. So you know, I wholeheartedly enjoy that. It's just like when we see some people use the acid attacks on walls and stuff, and we get to see them kind of melt a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
When the joke is like Pokemon's moves don't really work on people that much, you know.
True.
So,
but what happens next?
Then we get Sabrina basically tells Red like, "Hey, you need to come visit me at Saffron City and all that jazz," which I think this is another part of
like the hypnosis Kadabra's thing.
Yeah, Kadabra's hypnosis. Unless there's another Pokemon there we're just not seeing.
Wasn't Sabrina also like psychic?
She is, yeah. But like
herself.
But I think that's the difference between the TV show for Indigo League and this one, is most of the stuff of her being that way is from her Pokemon.
Okay.
It's not actually a true thing, you know. Ivysaur uses Razor Leaf and it just goes straight through her because she's like a
not
after image or a projection. Yeah. And then we actually find out that not only was Professor Oak or Evil Oak or Sabrina or any other thing that were here an illusion, but the entire Professor Oak laboratory was also an illusion because it has no roof and hardly no walls to it.
It's basically destroyed in this one panel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at that point, like, after that fades, we do have Blue coming over the horizon to try and find Professor Oak as well. He's trying to find Grandpapa. And then he gets the word from Red that basically they're supposed to go meet in Saffron City as well.
Yeah. Which Blue ends up telling them. Where is it? I lost my page. Can't get it.
I want to know Blue's impression of this crap, because he's probably like, I just fucking left Saffron City to come here. Because
He actually and shows.
Now I'm going to have to go back.
Because he actually shows Red pictures of Saffron City, and we see that Team Rocket is everywhere, you know, and he's like, Red's right. Like, what's Team Rocket doing here? You know?
I.e., that's where the camera came into play.
Yeah, that's true. That's where the camera came into play. But I was wondering if the camera was in the video game.
Exactly. I don't think so. I don't think he actually has a camera.
And he basically tells Red that there's a barrier, psychic barrier around the city, and that they can't get in. And Red says that they told them that they need to go to Saffron City. And Blue agrees, and Blue says the final battle between our two forces is about to begin. And it's like, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Which is, it's cool to see, like, we're finally getting to, like, almost like an end point in the story. Because I gotta be honest, like, going back and, like, reading the part, the little story arc that we did cover, with the legendary birds, I don't think it's as good as I thought it was. Like, it kind of just, it's okay. But I kind of like this and where it's going. I feel like the story is progressing a lot. Like, with the birds, yeah. I feel like it was like a little road bump.
See, and I think it's because it took us so long to get there.
It's true. It also took us very long to get there.
Because whenever we take breaks from doing this series, I think that all it creates part of the stuff as road bumps.
Yeah.
Because then when we go back and do it, it's like, oh yeah, that wasn't as good as I thought. You know, yeah. Like. But so it's kind of underneath the allure of how we enjoyed it going through it so fast.
I do have to say though, I like the twist with like Kadabra and Oak and like everything being demolished. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
In a cool way to, like, you know, put like a stake in the story, because, you know, Professor Oak, where is Professor Oak? What happened to him? Is he caught? Is he captured? Is he dead? You know, what's going on? You know?
Right.
Like, and for a Pokemon to have this much power to create such an illusion, like, what are they going to do? How are they going to, you know, take on this new opponent, you know, who we've seen in the shadows occasionally? Throughout our story, you know, and now we're getting to it and whatnot, you know, we're getting to the culmination of this, like, I don't want to say pseudo culmination, like end of the story, because we're almost to the end, kind of ish.
I mean, we have like one or two books left.
Yeah. I think like one more book, which is the green book, I want to say.
Yeah,
but I want to get your input into this. What did you think about going back and rereading this particular chapter?
Like I said, story wise overall, I didn't think it was as good as part of the other ones, just because I think a lot of these chapters are set up to be hit or misses to get to either the next chapter to help that one. Or like you said, little bite-sized arcs to like enjoy what's going on. But overall, I think this was exactly a setup one, not anything that was like super exciting yet. I mean, we do have the thing with knowing like the psychic power, but that's going to be more like, oh my gosh, there's something that has this power. Well, what's it going to play into it later on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do, at the end of my book, The Omnibus, we do get the Gotta Catch 'Em All Route 2 adventure map.
Yeah.
In mine, I don't know if they get that in yours.
They do.
And so I'm wondering if that ends book 2, does it? Or does book 2 go into chapter 28?
No, the map ends the book.
Ends book 2.
28 goes into book 3.
Okay, cool.
So, we just completed book 2.
Okay. So, it took us almost like two. It took us over a year, but we're almost done with Omnibus 2.
Hey, buddy. We took breaks. No, we're done with Omnibus 2 with this chapter.
This was volume 2.
Volume 2, yeah.
Sorry. Volume 2, sorry. We're almost done with Omnibus 1. I guess you could say I am.
We got one more book to go.
One more book to go, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's an interesting setup, I would say. But I do agree with you. Nothing of real, like nothing really happens. It's all like, hey, twirling mustache villain, let me tell you what's going on, you know?
Right. Well, and the other thing is, like, at the end of book one, we did get something that happened where it was like, oh my gosh, I got to read volume 2 to figure out what happened, you know? Stay tuned next time. And this one just, we know, like, we were going to Saffron, but
yeah,
we knew that we were getting there anyway, so I feel like that wasn't as big of an important
thing. Yeah, but I'm interested to see where it goes, because like I said before, I'm reading this as we're going along in the podcast, so it's my first time reading it and stuff, so
yeah,
we'll see how it goes.
We'll see, and we have a couple things to look forward to in the next book, because you know, Blue did toss out his guy, his Charmander, or his Charizard, and it was a Charizard, you know?
Yeah.
We still haven't seen Green where her Squirtle / War Turtle was, or even if it was, did evolve into a War Turtle. I don't remember if it did or not. But we do know from this chapter that Ivysaur is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I mean, we do know that, thinking outside of the book, that we're going to have where Ivysaur evolves to Venusaur in the next one, or should evolve in the next one of the next ones.
Which Red is always behind on all the evolutions, I would say. Well, with his peers, I would say.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it just takes him a little while to get set.
Maybe. But we will see you guys on
the next episode. I mean, because Poliwrath did evolve.
That's true, but Poliwrath evolved because he was in danger.
I know, but he evolved early.
That's true. That's true.
So,
but we will see you guys on the next episode. Stay tuned. Hopefully we won't have a huge gap in between these episodes anymore. So I want to say it was a couple months has gone by, I want to say. Maybe. Sorry.
Probably.
Sorry for the people who listen to this. But we will try to get at least two chapters out a month. We will try our best.
Something, yeah.
Something. Or three. Possible three. We'll have to see.
Yeah.
But we'll catch you guys
always,
on the next episode.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday. Peace out. Stay safe. Read some Pokemon.